Before we go weiter, just one short ha'ara. So the Gemara said, Amar Rab Chanina, Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mi yiras shamayim. Everything is bidei shamayim, with the exception of yiras shamayim. And this is what we know as free will. It's what we know as bechira. And Poshet, what the Pasuk is saying is, and what the Gemara is saying is, what Rab Chanina is saying is that even though everything is predetermined from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but yiras shamayim not. Yiras shamayim is free will. That's something that we're on our own with. So whether or not a person's going to be a chacham, he's going to be a gibar, he's going to be an usher, bani chayu, mezoine, all these different things are very much bidei shamayim. But yiras shamayim, that's, you're on your own. So you wake up in the morning and you get thrown into this Mulchemes Hayetzer where you're being torn by your evil inclination to go after your Taivis. And then the flip side, you have your Yetzer Taiv that's trying to get you to do good. You'd love to turn to Hashem and Davin. And you'd love to try to invoke some compassion and some Siyata Deshmaya. Omer Rab Chanina, said Rab Chanina, Akobi De Shamayim, Chutz Mir Shamayim. No, it doesn't work that way. You want Parnasa Davin. You want to be a Chochem Davin. But you want Refua Davin. But you want to be a Yore Shamayim? Alzen Emar, Akobi De Shamayim, Chutz Mir Shamayim. That's certainly what it sounds like Chazal was saying. But the Hilgich Sam Sofer says that it's a terrible, terrible mistake to think that. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says that it's poshet. Quote, V'hine l'chayrin nirali b'vada yirishamayim hi b'day shamayim. It's poshet that yirishamayim is b'day shamayim. Just that one line. Nirali b'vada yirishamayim hi b'day shamayim. And we're not for the fact that Hashem helps a person on a daily basis. One in a thousand would not merit Yiras Shamayim. With the exception of very, very few. They don't need any help. He quotes Noach, or really Avraham Avinu, where Rashi says in the beginning of Parashas Noach, Esu alekim esalich Noach. That what does it mean? Noach hayitzarech sad l'toymcho. Noach needed help in order for him to get around. Aval Avraham hayim eschazek b'tzidka me'elav. Avraham was able to do everything on his own. So he says that even Noach, who the Torah refers to as a tzaddik, but Noach hayitzarech sad l'toymcho. He couldn't figure it out on his own. He had to come on to Siyata Deshmai. He needed help from Hashem. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's pashud ad l'ma'oid. That even though Chazal say Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim, or benirli bevadai that yir shamayim he bidei shamayim, and without yir shamayim, one out of a thousand would not be able to get anything and make anything happen. Because at the end of the day, you need tremendous siyata deshmaya to have yir shamayim. So what does Chazal mean when they said Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim? Ach, says the Chasam Sofer, Masha einoy bidei shamayim, and what Rab Chanina was referring to is he had bechira shebelev. It's was licked in the hearts of a mensch. She yishtoike godom. The yirtze liyais oived Hashem. The yispalol al kocha. Oysa hishtoike kus levad. Ein abidei shamayim. The hi mepchira sa odom. To want Yerushamayim. To daven for Yerushamayim. To really, really, really want it that badly that you have full free will. But at the end of the day, the only way you'll ever be able to execute on a spiritual level is if you have tremendous, tremendous siyata deshmaya. And with the exception of some of the great ones, every person, even every tzaddik, had tremendous siyata deshmaya. Because at the end of the day, it's impossible for a person to have yiras shamayim unless Hashem is going to help him along the way. So what do we need to do? What's incumbent upon us? What's incumbent upon us is to want it. Oysa hishtoikikus shebelev. That's something that's totally in us. And that's where our bechira is. So the Chasam Sofer says that the Pasuk says, Mi yitain v'hoyo levavam ze liyira oisi. Says the Chasam Sofer, it doesn't say Mi yitain v'yira oisi. Ela Mi yitain v'hoyo levavam ze liyira oisi. Because Mi yitain v'yira oisi, that's not bidei shamayim. That you already have to come on to the Eibishter for. Oh, but Mi yitain v'hoyo levavam ze liyira oisi. That's already something. That says the Chasam Sofer, that's something that we have free will. So our free will is to want it. As long as you want it, the Eibishter is going to help you. So people sometimes, they're overwhelmed. How am I going to overcome my Yetzirah? The emes is, a person can't overcome his Yetzirah. It's impossible. It's impossible for a person to overcome his Yetzirah. B'vada yira shamayim hi b'day shamayim. V'lulei ezrasa yisbarach shmoy le'yagia echad me'elef le'yira es Hashem. Person Retzachayim that he's able to overcome his Yetzirah. It's not possible, says the Chasam Sofer. Every person that overcomes his Yetzirah is because the Eibishter is helping him. Yeah, there were a few people that didn't need Sad L'Taimchay, Avraham Avinu, the Ovis, Moshe Rabbeinu, but very, very few people. But for everyone else, you need help. So what then does a person have to do? He has to want it badly enough. And if a person wants it badly enough, he's going to get help. And once he gets help from the Eibush, it doesn't matter what your Yetzahara is. Right? It's Pasha. This is a skula that seemingly is Badaka Manusa for a person at least to be able to get out of the Yetzahara in his own head. Because people sometimes feel trapped. And how am I going to overcome it? The Teretz is, you're not. You're going to get help. And who's going to help you? The Eibush is going to help you. What do you need? The Hishtaikika Shebelev. The Tefillah that you need. And that's... that a person shayach to, that everybody shayach to. But really, that line of the Chassam Sofer, Chazal say, Akol bidei shamayim, chutz mi yirei shamayim, Chassam Sofer's line is, Hinei l'choyra nira li bevadai, yirei shamayim, hi bidei shamayim. What a one-liner. Yirei shamayim is 1,000% bidei shamayim, because without help from shamayim, it would be impossible for a person to have true yirei shamayim.